Okay, good moed. We're in Perak Yutes and Hilchos Yisrevia. And now we're finally going to get into the halachas of halal and chalala, which is another issue unique to Kohanim and certain psulim that emerge, especially when it comes to the status of a halal kohen and their exclusion from the family of Kohanim. So that's this entire Perak is dedicated to that. So lacha aleph, ezuhi chala, right? So what's a chala? So zu shenoldam iser kahuna. Okay, so a chala is a woman who is born from a relationship between a kohen and someone he can't have sexual relations with. V'chein achas min anashim ha'asuras l'kahuna. As well, a woman who's usher to engage in sexual relations with a kohen, shenivala l'kohen, right? That ended up having sexual relations with a kohen, nischala. She also becomes a chala. Aval kohen atzmo she'avar ha'avera lo nischala. But if a kohen, okay, engages in a sexual relationship that he's prohibited to engage in, he does not become a challah. Okay, so a woman can become a challah, but the Kohen himself, once he's already a Kohen, cannot become, at this point, a challah. Halacha beis, uvein shenivala b'ones or b'shkaga, bein kedarka, bein shelo kedarka. So just like all the halachas we've seen up to this point, it doesn't matter if the sexual relationship was rape or accidental or whether it was vaginal or non-vaginal. Misheharaba nischala. The moment there is penetration by the penis, automatically chala, the status of chala is false upon her. The who, as long as she a kohen b'teisha shana v'yom echad umala, right? As long as a kohen's nine or above, v'tia zu asura lo, and the woman that's usher to him b'shalosh shana v'yom echad umala, that the woman that's usher to him is also older than three. So halacha gimel, Kate said, what's the case? Kohen b'teisha shana v'yom echad. Let's say you have a Kohen who's 9 years old, Shabal, a Grusha, or a Zona, that has sexual relations with a divorcee or a woman who's a Zona, or the Kohen Gadol, Shabal, Lan, right? Remember, the Kohen Gadol has the extra one, which is the three plus Almana, O Almana, right? Let's say he has sexual relations with a widow, Oshin Nasa Be'ula, or he marries a woman who already had sexual relations with someone else, Ubalea, Hare Elu Nishal Ola. Okay, these women, the women that the Kohanim had sexual relations with, become chalos forever. Vim holu mena ben, now here comes the key, if they end up having a child as a result of this sexual relationship, bein ze shechala, bein kohen acher, it doesn't matter if she had it with this kohen that produces status of chalal on her or with a different kohen, havlad chalal, their kid is now defined as a chalal, okay? Aval kohen shekidish isha mi isurei kahuna, okay? But let's say a kohen does kiddushin to a woman that's also for him to go ahead and do kiddushin with. V'nis alma no nisgarsha, mina erusin lo nischala. So if, let's say, they didn't do nisuin, they didn't consecrate the marriage, okay, just did kiddushin, and then let's say, she becomes divorced, then she would not become a chala at that point, meaning if she had a relationship with another kohen. V'nasas afishal nivala. Now, here's what's interesting. If they go through nisuin, even if they didn't have sexual relations, nischala, she does become a chala. Shekol nisua becheschas bulahi. Because once they have nisuin, once there's knis into the chatzin's house, it's considered as if they had sexual relations. Afabishanim says besula. Even if it turns out there's no physical evidence of her ever having sexual relations. Alakadal, now koin gadol, or a koin gadol shenasa bogeres, or michvas eitz lochilla. If a koin gadol ends up having a marrying, let's say a woman who's very mature, right? Or let's say she lost her signs of besula through an injury, then the woman would not become a chala. As well, if a kohen gadol had sexual relations with a woman who already had sexual relations, but they didn't, it was an usher encounter, it wasn't for the purpose of marriage, she would not become a chala as a result of that. Now, Kohen abal al erva min arayos, okay, chutz medida. So let's say a Kohen engages in a relationship that's not exclusively a problem for a Kohen, but would be for any Jew to engage in, okay? So if a Kohen has an inappropriate sexual relationship with any one of the arayos, except for nida, of course, o al achas mechayav elavin, hashav mekol, right? Or one of the negative isurim, right? Also osa zona, kamosh b'yarnar. So now she becomes a zona. Now that's the first sexual relationship. Now chazor balea b'yashnia. Now let's say after she's a zona, right? Or he made her into a zona. Now he comes back and has sex with her again. Beinhu, Bein Kohen Acher, doesn't matter if it's that Kohen or a different Kohen, Nasas Chala, then she becomes a Chala. The Zaro Mimena Chalim, and all her kids are now Chala. So therefore, Lefikach, Kohen Shabal Zekuka LeYavam. So let's say a Kohen has sexual relations with a woman who is supposed to be involved in Yibum, Menis Avram, a Bia Rishona, and therefore, and she gets pregnant from that first relationship with the Kohen, right? Havla Kasher, right? The Vlad's not a Chala. Why? Lefisha Eina Meisuri Kahuna. Right, because for the Kohen having sexual relations with this woman, it wasn't particular to the fact that he was a Kohen that it was an Isser. It's a general Isser that only the brother can have sexual relations with her. And through that relationship, what happened? She became a Zona. Now, Chazur Baalea Biashnia, but let's say he went back and had sexual relations with her again. Now she's already a Zona. Nis Avra, right? She gets pregnant, the Yalda, and then she gives birth. Chala, right? Uvlada Chala Lefishum Yisri Kuna. So she's a chala and her kids are chala because this is specific to Isser Kahuna. So the question was raised, what's a chala? The main idea of a chala right now is a woman who's a chala. We'll see what she's excluded from later. But the main point is that it's not her, it's her children. So once a woman's a chala, any children she has, any male children she has, are going to be chalos. And chalos, right, even though they came, in other words, even though the father was a Kohen, okay, the Kahuna doesn't pass to a chala. You'll see there's going to be severe punishments or restrictions from a chala. It's almost like, lahavdil, it's a mamzerus for Kohen, okay? So a chala means, the main idea here by chala is that because of her status, any male child she has will be defined as a chala, okay? A Kohen, but a chala, as you'll see later on. Allah above. V'chein Kohen habal a giyores, okay? We know this before, a Kohen can have sexual relations with a giyores, a mishukheres, or a shifra who is freed. Chala, okay, so she becomes a chala, the zarim and a chalalim, and all the kids are chalalim. Now, Kohen abal anida, okay, let's say a Kohen has sexual relations with a woman who's anida, havlad kasher, okay, the child is a kasher child, then a chala, okay, and is not considered a chala. Shenis anida b'yucha b'konim, el shava b'kol. As we've seen many times, the prohibition to have sexual relations with a woman who's anida is not unique or exclusive to a Kohen. Allah hazayin, now Kohen shenasa grusha mi'uberes. Let's say a Kohen marries a divorcee who is pregnant, Beme Meno, Beme Acher, right? Whether she's pregnant from him or from another guy, the Yolda, Kishihi Challa, and she has the, again, the Kohen can't marry the Grusha. Once he does, she's a Challa, but she was already pregnant before him. Because she was pregnant before she acquired the status of a Challa, Havlad Kasher, the child is Kasher, Sharei Lo Ba Mikipa Zavera, because the child wasn't conceived from a situation of sin. Allah Ches. Now, Kavar Biarnu, okay, Shachalutza Sur Lakoma Divrayim. We know already that Midrabanan, a Kohen, cannot marry a Chalutza, okay? That's the situation of Yibum where she rejects Yibum. Lafika, Kohen Shabal Chalutza. Therefore, since it's an Isra Dirabanan, if the Kohen does have sexual relations with the Chalutza, Harezu Challa, okay? So now the woman is a Challa, Vizara Mikohen Chalalim, Lakoma Divrayim. And the children are also Chalalim, but this is all Dirabanan Challa. Now, if a Kohen has sexual relations with a Durabanan Erva, he kshera, she is not a chala, v'zari menu kshera. She isra shnios, right? Because the secondary, remember, these are the Durabanan Erva, hashava b'cholhu, it's equal to everybody, v'inum yuchad b'kohana. So again, since it's a universal isra and not unique to a Kohen, that's why she would not become a chala. Allah chates, now Kohen shabal suffix zona, let's say a Kohen has sexual relations with a woman who were unsure if she's a zona or not, could go in suffix yores and mishukheres. For instance, let's say we're not sure if she was a convert or not, oshabal suffix grusha, or he has sexual relations with a woman who's, we're not sure if she was divorced or not. V'chein kohen gadol shabal suffix amana, as well as a kohen gadol who has sexual relations with a woman, we're not sure if she's a widow or not. Harezu suffix chala, now she, the woman, is a suffix chala, and also uvlada suffix chala, and her kids also have the status of being a suffix chala. Okay, so therefore, summing up everything, just give me 1 second. Reviewing everything the Rambam just said. 1 second. In Halacha Yud, Nimsu Chalalim Shlosha. So there's 3 categories of Chalal. There's Chalal Min HaTorah, that's Deraisa. Chalal Min Divrayim, that's Derbanan. And then Safek Chalal. Now, the Chol Safek Chalal, anytime you have a Safek Chalal, meaning the child is born from a Safek Chalal, Nosen Alav Chomrei Kohanim V'Chomrei Yisrael. So this child, okay, now has attached to him, he's both a Kohen and a Yisrael. He's got both. So therefore, eino ochel betruma, because he's a Yisrael, he can't eat truma. However, v'lo matam on the mesim, but he can't touch a dead body like a kohen. V'nosa isha real the kohen. And when he gets married, he must marry a woman that he's, that a kohen will be allowed to marry. Now, v'im ochel or nitzma or nasa grusha, let's say this safek chalal married, for instance, a divorcee or touch a dead body. Makanus or makas mardus, we would give him rabbinical lashes. V'hu adim b'chal shal divrein. The same halacha applies to a rabbinical challah. Now, aval challah shel Torah havadai. Let's say we have a d'oraisa challah. Harehu kizar. He's treated like a non-kohen, and therefore, v'nosa grusha, he can marry a divorcee. Umetam lemesim, and he can touch dead bodies. Shenemar and mor lekohenim bnei Aaron. Afal pi shehem bnei Aaron. This is the key point. Even though this child is the son of a kohen, ad shiyu b'chihuna. Okay, but they have to be within the kahuna, and because this is a challah, he's, so to speak, kicked out or not welcome into the family of Kohan. Okay, now some other applications of these ideas. Halach Yudalef, Kohen Zachar, okay, so if you have a male Kohen, Shu also lisa Zona, okay, that he's not allowed to marry a Zona, the challah, right, or what do you call it, or a challah, Asur b'giyaras m'shukhreres, right, he also can't marry a Gioris or freed Shifcha, Shehik Azona, Kubashibyarna, because they're like a Zona. Avala Kohenes, okay, now, let's say a woman from a, let's say a Bas Kohen, for example, Muteris li Nasa l'chala, v'lagerla mishukhar. So she could, for example, marry a chala, Shelo huzuru kashrus lihi Nasa l'psulin, right? Shenemar b'nei Aaron v'no b'nos Aaron, because the issue of restrictions by Kohanim only passes, is a, what do you call it, through patrilineal descent. Right, so therefore, it doesn't apply to, let's say, a bas kohen. Nimsa hager muta lisa mamzeres lisa kohenes. That's why a male convert can marry, for example, as we know, a female mamzer as well as the daughter of a kohen. Halach yud beis nageru mishuchorim. Okay, now let's say converts or let's say freed avadim shenasu elu meilu. Okay, they can marry each other. Right, the holido bas. Right, afila acher kamadoros. And let's say they have a child, even after several generations of these gerim intermarrying among each other, hold the lunis ar ben zera Yisrael, since there was never an actual native, so to speak, or natural Jew, hare osa bas asur l'kohen. So that bas, right, would still be asur to kohen. We have to mix in some point in their genealogy a naturally born Jew. Then nasas, right? But let's say she did get married to a kohen, lo seitze. Right, she doesn't have to get divorced. Hold the horasa v'leidasa b'kedusha, since we could say that being her or being conceived and the birth was done while they were Jewish. Aval ger or mishurchar shenasa bas Yisrael. Let's say a ger marries a Jew, a the daughter of a Yisrael. O Yisrael shenasa kiyores or mishurchares. Or let's say a Yisrael, a male Yisrael, marries a female convert. Bitok sher lekahuna lechatila. Their kid, their daughter, would definitely be mutter to marry a kohen. Okay, there'd be no restrictions in that regard. Now, if you recall, we have the Ammoni and Moavi, and we have the Mitzri. Okay, these are people who are restricted in allowing to marry into the among the Jewish people after a certain number of generations. So, Ger Ammoni Shenasa Bas Yisrael. So, a someone from Ammon who converts who marries a Jewish woman. V'chein Mitzri Sheni. Right, let's say a second generation Mitzri Shenasa Bas Yisrael that marries a Jewish woman. Afapisha Biyasim Bavera. Okay, so even though the relation, the sexual relationship they had with the Jewish woman is usher. Barei nishosan zonos, right? And the women actually become zonos, kmo shebiyarnu. Nonetheless, bedosam ksheros lekahuna lechatila. But nonetheless, their daughters could marry kohanim. Okay, they could marry, even though the relationships were one that produced the state of zona, they still would be allowed to marry kohanim. Alach yudalet na chalal shenasa kshira. Let's say a chalal. Remember, that's the male child. Let's say from a chala. Okay. That marries a woman who's kasher, zarim and a chalala. Okay, unfortunately, the children continue to pass on the status of being a chalal. V'chein ben beno, afila achar elef dor. So the status of chalal can exist, so to speak, infinitely. She ben a chalal hazachar hu chalal olam. Because unfortunately, when a chalal is born, the male chalal is always a male chalal, and so are all his offspring. Vim haisa bas. Okay, but let's say, it's a daughter, asurihi l'kahuna, right? Sharihi l'chala. If he has a daughter, she can't marry a kohen because she's a chala. Aval Yisrael, shenasa chala, But of course, if a Jew marries a chala, okay, then avlad kasher. Therefore, if that couple, if the Yisrael and Chala have a daughter, then that daughter could marry a kahuna. So that's from the female side of things. That's how you can get rid of the status of Chala. Okay, now we're moving into general concepts of Kohanim, Levim, Israelim marrying each other. Okay, Lacha Tesvav, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, Mutarn, Levo, Zeh, Bezeh, right? V'Havlad, Holech, Achar, Zachar. So as we know, whereas the status of a Jew passes to the mother, the status of Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, they can all marry each other, and the status of the child always goes after the father, meaning if the Kohen's a father, if the father's a Kohen, then the son's a Kohen, etc. Levim, Israel, the Chalal, and Mutarn, Levo, Zeh, Bezeh, the Lachach, Achar, Zachar. Okay. Shenemar by Yisraeldu al Mishpachosam the base of a son, base of Evhi Mishpachto, they may see Mishpachto, right? So the status of the child, whether Kohen Levi Yisrael, goes by the father and not from the mother's side. Lachat Zayin. Now, Levim, the Israelim, the Chalalim, Gerim, Abadim, Mishucharim. Now, Levis and Yisraelim, as well as Chalals and converts and servants that were freed, Mutarim Levo Zebazeh, they can also marry each other. Right, v'ha'ger v'mishrochar shenasal v'yo yisraelis ochala arei ben yisraelis. So let's say a ger marries a female bas levi, right? Then their orchala, their child is a yisrael. Now v'yisraeli o levi ochala. Let's say a male levi, right? For instance, shenasal gioras v'mishrocharis. Let's say a levi marries a female convert. Havlad holecha harzachar. Their child goes after the father who's a levi, so therefore the child's a levi as well. Okay, halachi zayin. Now we get into suspicions and of the lineage of the purity of the lineage of a family. Okay, halachi zayin. Kol mishpachos becheskes kashrus. Okay, all Jewish families we assume are kasher insofar as their genealogy is concerned. Umutar lisa hemen chachila. So you don't have to do a background check. Okay, when you get married to when a man marries a woman. The afal pichein, nonetheless, imra isa shtei mishpachos. Okay, but let's say you come across two families that are always fighting with each other, okay? Or, Ra'isa Mishpacha, Shehi Balas Matzan Riva Tamid, okay? Or let's say you see a family that is also always arguing, always fighting with each other, or Ra'isa Ish, Shehu Marbem Riva Imakal, or you come across a guy who's basically always starting up with people, the Azb Eiz Panam Biyoser, right, and he's very like haughty. Choshen lahen, you get very concerned about that. V'royli srachak mehen she'elu simani pasos him. It's an amazing idea that you need to distance yourself from these people because they're exhibiting certain familial characteristics that are very very bad that can create psul. V'chein apostle es acherim tamid. Let's say someone comes along and is always putting down other people, always undermining other people. Like for instance, he's always casting aspersions on the genealogy of that family. He says about them that they're mamzerin. We're concerned about this guy. As we know from the New Testament about throwing that first stone, he could be the mamzer. He's saying everyone else is a mamzer because really he's the one who's a mamzer. If he says that family's a bunch of avadim, choshen lo shema evedu. We're concerned that maybe he's an Eved. Shekol poso, bimumo poso. Because anyone who denigrates other people with a, what do you call it, denigrates other people, he's the one, his defect is the one that's apparent, and therefore he's poso from that defect. V'chein kol, you'll see where this has a halachic application soon. V'chein kol mi sheyesh bo azuz panam, aksarios, v'sonis abrios. Let's say there's someone who's cruel and hates other people. V'eno gomo lehem chesed, and he doesn't try and help them out. Choshen lo biyoser shema givonihu. We consider to him to be from one of the Givonites, Shesimani Yisrael Ha'uma Kedusha, right? Because the sign of the Jewish people who are, this holy nation, Baishanen Rachmanen the Goli Chazadim. They're very embarrassed, they're meek, but Baishan here is a good thing. Like they're meek and they have mercy on people and they do chesed. Uve Givonim Omer, but it says by the Givonim, Baha Givonim Lobim Ne Yisrahema. They weren't part of the Jewish people. Why? Lefi She'izu Paneim, right? Velonis Baisivol Rachma B'nei Shaul. Right, they didn't show any mercy to the sons of Shaul. Lo gamul Yisrael chesed limchol of name malcham. Right, they didn't exhibit any chesed. V'him asimam chesed ve'achim betchila. Okay, but the Jews did show chesed because he allowed them to live. Okay, so why is this all important? Okay, halacha yuches mishpacha shekash. So that's the first step. The first step is that be careful when you see people who exhibit very, very bad traits, families. You can start thinking maybe there's something wrong with that family. Now, mishpacha shakar leya arar, okay? Let's say there's an actual disputation, a disputing of the genealogy of a specific family, okay? Vehu she'ia idu edim, she'ishtayim. And that's where two witnesses come forward and say, shenisar ben mamzer chalo, right? That they testify and say there was a chalo among this family. O she'ishman avdus, harez this suffix, okay? Now we have a suffix here. Vim mishpachas kohanim hi, and if this is a family of kohanim, lo yisamimena, right? Isha, right? So what do you call it? One of the kohanim cannot marry a woman. Ad sheyivdok aleya arba imaho shein shmona. You have to now go back and check four sets of mothers, which comes out to eight moms. Well, who are these people? Ve'im ima, ve'im avi ima, ve'im im avi ima. Okay, ve'chein hu bodek al im avia, ve'im im avia, ve'im avi avia, ve'im im avi avia. So basically, you start checking mothers, paternal grandmothers, all the way up until you have eight total women that you've checked to ensure that this, for instance, by the Kohanim, that you could trace it back that far, that they are legitimately gone. Allah, and then there's no challah there, for example. Allah yates, v'imai sa mishpacha zu shekar leah ara levim or yisraelim. Let's say the challenge is to them, let's say, for instance, being levim, most of levdok lahem zug echad, right? So let's say it's a challenge to levim or to challenge the mamzer. Then you have to add another pair of women. V'nim sa bodek eser imahos. Now you have to check 10. Sha'iru b'levim yisraelim yeser min ha'kohanim. Because why would you have to go back further? Because we assume that there's more likelihood of Levim and Israelim intermarrying and causing situations of Zona than by Kohanim, or Mamzerim than by Kohanim. Halacha Chaf. Now, why women? Lama bodek b'nashim b'vad, right? Mimnei shehanashim kol eish sheriv zeim zeh. Because when men argue with each other, okay, yachrif es chavero b'psul sheish b'yichusa, okay? One person will pasul the other by saying that there's some type of mum that exists in his genealogy. Vilu haya sham psul haya nishma, right? And if there was a psul there, we would know about it. Aval nashim ein mirachros biyuchzin. But women don't do that. Women don't go ahead and attack each other's genealogy, at least according to the Rambam. Alacha chaf aleph, v'lamu yivdok ish kishyirtza lisa mishpacha zu, shehur ah b'cheskasa, right? So why does a man have to go ahead and investigate if he wants to marry a woman from a family where, where there's a question about their lineage. V'lo tivdok isha sheti nasa lahem. If a woman doesn't have to check, v'eshelo huzru kashrusli nasa lepsulin, because women are not warned about these types of relationships. This really falls on the men, for instance, by Kohan. Now, kol shekorin lo mamzer for shosek. Let's say someone calls someone else a mamzer and the guy doesn't respond. Own the sin v'shosek, or is accused of being in the sin and doesn't respond. Or chalav v'shosek, or is accused of being a chalav and doesn't respond. Or eved v'shosek, or an eved and doesn't answer. Choshen lo ulam mishpachto. We are concerned that this person now, for instance, is a mamzer, and that his family has a psul. They know some ahen, and he can get married. Ela imkin bodin kamosh miyarnu. You must initiate an investigation. And finally, we'll end off here. Lach hachav gimel. Mishpacha shenis arba safek chalav. Right, let's say there is a mishpacha where there's a concern that was mixed into them was a safek chalav. Kol almana me'osa mishpacha asur l'kohen l'chachila. Any almana from that family is prohibited to marry a kohen l'chachila. Then this says, if they get married though, lo seisei, they don't have to get divorced, they shehen shtei sveikos, because we have a sveika here. The first one is, shema zu almanas oso chalo, shema ein almanasa. The first suffix is, maybe this almana is from this chalo or not. Then nemar she almanasa, shema chalo hu, shema ein chalo. And let's say the almana was from this guy, maybe he was a chalo, maybe he wasn't a chalo. Ava im nisar ba chalo, but let's say there was definitely a chalal in the mishpacha, vadai. Kol ishan hen asur l'kohen. Any child from that chalal is now asur to a kohen. Ach yivdok until a badika is done. Then this says, if they got married, tate say they must get divorced. Vodinim nisar ba suffik mamzer or mamzer vadai. It's more machmir by mamzer. Even if it's a suffik mamzer, these stringencies apply. She eishes mamzer veishes chalal kahuna isr echadu kamosh b'yarno. Because a mamzer, an eishes mamzer or an eishes chalal, is one iser to a kohen, as was explained before. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Perek Chaf tomorrow.